This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed as the nation's 115th justice on the Supreme Court.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists, like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for let's go back in time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Unrest turns to looting, arrests, and injured police officers in Philadelphia Monday afternoon as police shoot a man armed with a knife. 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was having an altercation with another man when police arrived. Mr. Wallace turned his attention to police and was approaching officers. He was commanded to drop the knife, but didn't, according to police. Officers began to retreat, and when the suspect was about 10 feet away and ignoring commands, police opened fire. The police officers then rushed Mr. Wallace to the hospital, where he later died. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw at the scene talking with the community.
I'm here to listen. I don't have answers for what happened today, but, you know, I understand what you're feeling.
An unidentified man at the scene vents to 6 ABC Action News in Philadelphia.
They didn't use a taser. And why are officers in the community that's not of this community? They're not of this community. So when they're coming down here to police this community, they're scared.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Republicans praise Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and we have to do this in the midst of all this political rhetoric. I mean, if you just heard what Senator Schumer had to say and about it being such a dark day, Richard Blumenthal, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm disappointed for people at this supposed level of intellect and as elected officials. I mean, they do more to tear this country apart than to draw us together, but yet they project that it's Donald Trump, that he's the problem. I mean, Donald Trump has been on the job to confront the things that the American people have been complaining about for a long time, the forgotten men and women, realizing that corruption has run rampant. The elites have been more interested in taking care of themselves. And meanwhile, serious issues, whether they have to do with justice, taking care of the poor, our borders have been greatly ignored. This is why Donald Trump was elected, and I believe it's why he's going to be reelected. But meanwhile, America's very heart and soul, and I'm not talking about the heart and soul that Joe Biden is talking about, because I'm not sure he really has a clear connection and understanding of America's heart and soul. But America's heart and soul that you and I know about, family, God, the Bible, the Constitution, that is what's under attack in so many ways, all in the midst of this pandemic that we've been enduring. Alex McFarland joins us now, the author and culture expert, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, The Assault on America. Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be with you. And, hey, I've got to give you a big thumbs up on your bumper music. I don't know if you could hear that bumper music.
Yes.
As I was on hold, I was hearing Love's Theme,
yes,
the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
You remember that?
I probably last heard that around maybe the summer of 1977. So
that's been a personal theme song of mine through the ages. When I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles, also when we used to do grad nights at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, this was always the opening song. And so we thought, well, let's maintain tradition and we'll carry it forward to this national radio show.
Well, you know, that's great. And, yeah, I appreciate you so much. I always enjoy getting to have a conversation with you. But that song kind of takes me back to 1976. Do you remember the bicentennial year? You remember all that?
And oh, sure.
There was such patriotism. Is it fair to say, okay, think about this, Bill. You know, Carter was president there from, you know, 77 to 80. And, there was, you know, the recession, there were the gas lines, the fuel crisis and all that. Then there was the Iran problem, and the Shah of Iran was deposed. And remember those hostages?
Exactly.
And I remember when Reagan was debating Carter, they asked a question you know, what are you going to do about the hostage crisis? And Carter says, well, let's just sit down and talk this thing through, which, you know, the liberal appeasement Neville Chamberlain process.
Yes.
And I will never forget, I was in ninth grade, and, you know, I just remember all of my teachers at my high school were ripping on Ronald Reagan. They were very condescending, and I didn't know anything about anything at this point in life, you know, but I just remember it seemed weird how all my teachers at my high school hated Ronald Reagan. So in this debate, Ronald Reagan, you know, the moderator goes, okay, President Carter says we just need to talk. We just need to understand each other. What do you say? And Reagan looked in the camera and he said, you listen to me, Mr. Ayatollah. I will mop the floor with you. And Reagan won. Mm-hmm. And if people remember, the day Reagan was inaugurated.
Exactly. As he's walking down Pennsylvania Avenue to give his inauguration speech. Exactly.
Surprise, surprise, hostages were released. Well, since then, I remember the Reagan years, and there's a lot of parallels between Trump and Reagan. I want to say this, Bill, and forgive me for commandeering the conversation like this. It's just that song kind of took me back to sort of a quick recap of the last 40 years. I really believe since the bicentennial, the liberal progressives, commonly known as Democrats, have really worked unrelentingly to destroy the country they so passionately hate. Would you agree?
There's no doubt about this. I mean, this has been going on for a while. We've had many discussions with Trevor Loudon, who you probably know. And Trevor has been reporting, you know, for 10 plus years that the Democratic Socialists had taken over the Democratic Party. And there were over 100 at the time. He said over 100 card-carrying Democratic Socialists. You go, Democratic Socialists, what does that mean? Well, just hear what AOC has to say about the definition of a Democratic. So the fact of the matter is a socialist is in the name. You know, however way you want to paint it, that's what they want to do. And that's like trying to make Sharia law compatible with the U.S. Constitution. Well, socialism is not compatible with the U.S. Constitution. We got to understand that there are clear conflicting points here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, here's the thing. To understand the Democrat socialist, you have to really understand human nature. Alexander Hamilton did. He said, you know, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. You know, but men aren't angels. Mm-hmm. And part of the genius of America is that the founders understood human nature, that we have this sin nature. Even though we have the moral law of God written on our heart and we know right from wrong, we have this propensity to wrong. And so socialism doesn't get that. I mean, socialism believes that people are inherently good, whereas conservatism says, well, people are inherently fallen and sinful, though valuable to God. Hmm. Now, everybody is going to have an ultimate commitment. There was this Jewish philosopher, Martin Buber, who said there is an I-thou distinction. In other words, every person has an ultimate, a thou, a God.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Liberal progressives, their God, they have no other heaven for which to hope, so they want to create utopia on earth, and their God is the government, the state. And, you know, by the way, do you remember back in 2010, Obama traveled the world, and he went to three separate nations, one of which was Indonesia, and he said, our national motto is E Pluribus Unum. And a group of congressmen wrote to him and said, by the way, our national motto is In God We Trust.
Exactly.
But I hear the music, so we'll...
And we got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, God bless you. I'm praying for America. I appreciate what you're doing. And folks, Trump is the man that our founders would vote for if they were alive to do it today. I guarantee that.
Well, we've got more from Alex McFarland, author and culture expert. His latest book, The Assault on America, we'll go into a deeper dive on the book and also some other cultural issues that, are right before us. And this is really what you're voting for, and this is why you need to make sure that you get out and vote. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh.
Christian Independent. We are 5 days a week. Well, actually, all the time, but 5 days a week you get to hear us nationally. All around the world as well, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us, author of this new book that you've got to get your hands on, The Assault on America. It will confirm what you are seeing, what's taking place, and maybe even some of the subtle words that are out there. I got to tell you, Alex, I'm very much disturbed from the language that I'm hearing, you know, from attorneys, from supposedly intelligent people, people in the bureaucracy in our government, and that the way they misrepresent the people and are happy to put us at odds with one another. I mean, for them, like, you know, Blumenthal and Chuck Schumer and others, Klobuchar, who I was trying to have some respect for, the way they described the lack of legitimacy in the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. I get it that she's not one of yours, and you think that maybe there's some, you know, some issue there. But, you know, I don't recall Republicans going after the likes of Kagan and Sotomayor in the manner to which they attacked this preeminently qualified jurist.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, you know, this illustrates why it's so important that the House and Senate be in the hands of constitutionalists. But, you know, goodness gracious, the Democrats are threatening. You know, I'm sure you saw where different Democrat leaders have said that the GOP will, quote, rue the day
right.
they swore in Amy Coney Barrett. This is not how America works.
No. The voters need to keep that on their refrigerator doors and remember those threats, because the Democrats have acted and they've continued to assault our Constitution. I mean, the reason we're where we are right now is because of what Harry Reid did. I mean, Harry Reid opened up Pandora's box. Okay, and so, hey, you set the rules. So don't talk about tradition. Don't talk about all this other stuff, because clearly the Constitution says when a vacancy in the Supreme Court occurs, it is the duty of the President of the United States to nominate a candidate. Then from that point, it is the duty of the Senate to advise and consent. Now, I don't see anything in this process that they did that violated anything other than supposedly Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish, if you want to believe that.
Which, yes, exactly. This apocryphal, you know, thing that RBG apparently said, you know, she didn't want her replacement name till after the election. And, of course, which even if she said that, it means precisely nothing.
Right.
And because we follow the Constitution and the protocols of our government. But I wrote this book, Bill, and by the way, thanks for having me on. I have such respect for you as a communicator, and I really appreciate the way you think, and I appreciate your fidelity to our country. But I wrote the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. And look, I mean, there's a lot of things we could say that are really symptoms, you know, bad legislation of the welfare state, the entitlement mentality, the way that the Democrats really are treasonous. And folks, you've got to believe this. I mean, yeah. Joe Biden, the candidate, he loves to say America is an idea. It sounds so lofty and august. Mm-hmm. America is an idea. And have you noticed how Biden will quote or misquote? He'll allude to snippets of well-known statements, and he'll say, "America is an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident," and then he'll go off on a tangent. Well, he lifts that phraseology right out of its context.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I mentioned, Obama would go around the world. Obama would talk about all people have inalienable rights, but he would never mention where those rights come from.
Mm-hmm.
They come from God, not government.
Exactly.
Just as O'Biden does. But here's the thing. The symptoms are many. The problem is this, folks. And I put it out in my book. And, Bill, I've had lawyers come up to me. I was on the phone this morning with a congressman who said to me, said, Alex, you've hit the nail on the head. Now, folks, here is the X factor, the magic detail that nobody is talking about. I'm talking about it. Marco Rubio, I was amazed, wrote an article 10 days ago, and it may be in response to my book. But the thing that is going to be our undoing if we don't recover it is belief in natural law.
Yeah.
Now, Jefferson called it self-evident truth. Washington called it the laws of nature and nature's God. Kennedy referred to it even. But it's our belief in morals.
Exactly.
And folks, here's the thing that this is why we've digressed into your truth, my truth, and we're engaged in kind of a national shouting match, because the common ground that was objectively true, and it was nobody's opinion, but it was the law of God written on the heart of all people, the common thing was belief in, you can call it the Judeo-Christian moral code, you can call it self-evident truth, but really the actual name that the founders believed in was natural law. And Bill, I'm sure you remember Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And he said, as long as we've abandoned one central truth, there's nothing but noise and shouting and an endless dissolution of ideas. See, AOC can say, well, you know, it's immoral not to have universal health care, universal free college tuition, universal guaranteed wage. Well, if you're just a liberal progressive and you live and breathe the seizing of power, then you can say, well, your ultimate driving, you know, goal will be some universal welfare state. But in a country where our starting point is belief in natural law, that there is a God and we're created in his image, and there are rights, just these. And the word is penumbra. Mm-hmm. Both the penumbra, or the grouping of your rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Now, there are limits to how much happiness you can pursue. I mean, your pursuit of happiness can't infringe upon nor encroach away somebody else's inalienable natural rights.
Exactly.
But I'll say this, and I'll throw to you, Bill. When we've abandoned God-ordained, God-given natural rights, then we're in a wrestling match over manufactured, artificial, contrived, man-made rights. You know, people want the right to an abortion, the right to gay marriage, the right to believe they're a different gender, and they must be legally recognized. And we're in a time where feelings trump science, and behaviors are counted as an ethnicity. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Transgenderism now recognized as an ethnicity, like whatever, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Bill, only God can do this, but...
Exactly. Well, that's what it comes down to, Alex. We've abandoned God, and you have no idea. I say you. I'm talking about the collective you, and especially those who want to believe the doctrine of AOC and these liberals, because they may say morality, but they don't mean morality like you and I mean it. Morality like you and I mean it is, you know, its foundings is in the very character of God himself. That he is immutable, he is unchanging, the same today, yesterday, and forever. But not when you're dealing with man. It's very fluid, and if you think not, all you have to do is listen to what Joe Biden says.
Oh, my word.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week until Election Day, 45 days until the government runs out of money, and 85 days until Inauguration Day. This is also the day Amy Coney Barrett will begin working as a justice for the Supreme Court. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Monday night.
Well, first of all, Justice Ginsburg said last year 9 was the right number. Look, they've been threatening to pack the court before the Barrett nomination came along, before Justice Ginsburg passed away. These are longstanding threats. They may have ratcheted up a little bit lately, but this isn't anything new. They've been promising to blow up the Senate by changing the filibuster rule, admitting 2 new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to give them 4 new Democratic senators, and packing the Supreme Court. They were talking about that earlier in the year. Nothing new, same old threats and intimidation by the hard left in America today.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Well, I'll tell you, Election Day is upon us. I mean, just about, I think, every state of the union is voting now. Already underway. And joining us today is Tad Starziak of the HGTV show Good Bones, who is teaming up with Loterman for their Stand With Confidence campaign, which aims to encourage consumers to stand up for what they believe in and vote. Tad is also the assistant project manager and a contractor for Two Chicks and a Hammer. Tad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much. Very happy to be here and be with you as well.
Well, we hear there's a movement that's encouraging people to get out and vote now. What can you tell us about the Stand With Confidence campaign?
Yeah, so more important than ever, people need to have their voice heard. And Loterman's Stand With Confidence campaign launched earlier this month ahead of the election to encourage people to have the confidence to stand up and use their voice on Election Day, November 3rd, and beyond that. And in my line of work as a contractor, I spend a lot of time on my feet, probably like 10 to 12 hours a day. So I'm super proud to be teaming up with Loterman. They're a leading foot care over-the-counter brand that wants to stand for more than just a preventable solution and cure for athlete's foot and other foot issues such as like wetness and odor. So with their latest Stand With Confidence campaign, Loterman is supporting people to stand for what they believe in, and I'm super honored that I get to do that with them as well.
Well, it's awesome. We appreciate the commitment from you and also Loterman to do this. I mean, voting is so critical, and it's, you know, it's really sad, Ted, when you look at the numbers and see how few people actually vote, much less register. But maybe this election cycle might bring higher numbers, which might be a start of a good thing, and that is that if we activate the citizenry, because this government that we have, it's a participation sport. You can't just sit out in the bleachers, you know, and throw tomatoes and complain, right? You got to get involved.
No. Right. Yeah. So Teddy Roosevelt's got a really good quote. Whining is complaining about a problem without having a solution. You know, so I think one of the things Loterman's looking for is like a solution, right? So
yes.
One of those things is like you got to get awareness in front of people. So Loterman's Stand With Confidence campaign, they're inviting consumers to tell the world what they're standing for this election by unveiling a series of Instagram and Snapchat filters to give people shareable tools that can express the issues they care about during this election year with greater visibility. The brand is also like tapping into several notable names like myself to call on consumers to show what they stand for and put those beliefs into action by voting this election. And, you know, if we want changes, people have to get out and vote, you know.
Amen.
So very, very on board with what you just said.
Exactly. So, Ted, how did you get involved?
Yeah, so Loterman had reached out to me. Kind of my social media feed it's very interactive. It's very philosophical. It exudes positivity, love, and healing. And it encourages people to have their voice heard. You know, so also, like, as a contractor and working on Good Bones, there's some parallels between voting and actually doing houses. And, you know, you have to have a strong foundation for a house. And, like, we're always looking for that. And it's the same way with our democracy as it goes to voting. You know, voting is not necessarily right, but it's a privilege. And we all have to vote in order to make the foundation of our democracy strong. So that's why I teamed up with Loterman, because it's so important for us to stand up for the things we believe in and exercise our right to vote to make the changes we want to see in the world, or they're not going to be made.
Exactly. Well, who would have thought that home building and foundations parallels to a country? I mean, it really, when you think about it, I mean, everything we do, it all leads into this government that we have.
Yeah.
And that, you know, this great American experiment that we've been enjoying for 240 years. And, I mean, back then, we didn't have all this technology and advanced knowledge. And, you know, we barely had hammers back then, you know, much less
right,
equipment
right.
that we have today, right?
Yeah. I'm very thankful we have hammers now, by the way. It makes my job a lot easier.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges this year, too, when it comes mm-hmm. to voting.
I was just going to ask you.
We've seen
go ahead.
In the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Like we've seen in the news and such. And that I've seen, you know, people are like standing in line for like a ridiculous number of hours. Like the longest I've seen is 11 hours to put their vote in.
Wow.
And you know, being a contractor and being on my feet all day, I totally get how tiring that can be. And you know, that's already tiring. So imagine like also having like athlete's foot or, you know, issues with like wetness, itchiness or odor. It just makes it a little bit harder to go out and vote. And you know, Loterman's actually something that helps me out. Indiana summers are very hot and very humid. It's like you can just pull the water out of the air. And, like, work boots don't really breathe that well. So
yes.
Loterman's been super helpful for me personally. And I think it's going to be super helpful for anyone who has to stand in a long line on November 3rd. They're going to keep your feet dry. It's going to destroy the odor. And it's going to prevent athlete's foot. So you step confidently to the polls. So super
exactly.
proud of teaming up with them.
Well,
to vote early. Yeah.
Well, Chad, you know, you're talking about people standing in line, and this is the thing that's it's kind of absurd in this modern era that we're having to endure this kind of stuff, even though, look it. You know, so much about, I guess, our lifestyle is about convenience, and voting is so important
yeah.
that even if that's what it is, you know, that you stand for those number of hours. I mean, I agree. There seems to be something wrong and incompetent when you're standing that long in a line. But I think at the end of the day, even today, it's a small price to pay when you consider how many other countries out there
only wish that they could have a system like what we enjoy here in America, and that is that we get to participate. You know, we have a voice in a government that is there to serve us, theoretically anyway.
Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, definitely so. And I think you're right there. You know, the cup is definitely still half full. Like, the waiting in line for that many hours is, you know, pretty crazy. But at the same time, there's still people who would love to come here and, like, wait in those lines.
Exactly.
And I think that's maybe something that as Americans we forget, you know, how many people would trade spots to be us and have their voice heard. So it's definitely, like, one of the more challenging years to get out and vote. But, you know, early voting is happening right now, as well as voting by mail. And statistically, that's the highest it's ever been. So I think we're doing better. And then, you know, for those who are voting by mail, you know, they need to make sure they read the form carefully and fill it out completely. If not, it can be considered invalid. And in some states, you even have to have a witness sign your ballot. So many of us are going to wait till Election Day. But however we choose to vote, we just need to remember we have a voice. We need to use it. And it's more important than ever to let your voice be heard this election cycle.
Well, Todd Starzyak, much appreciated. You know, you championing the cause here. Tad is of the HGTV show Good Bones, who's been teaming up with Loterman for their Stand with Confidence campaign. Tad, you know, everything is COVID-19 these days. Everything is all perceived through this filter. And voting, like everything else, has been affected by COVID-19, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, nothing has gone untouched by COVID-19. And again, that's like what's making, I think, this year probably the most challenging voting year in probably the history of our country so far. Mm-hmm. You know, because you want to go out and vote, but you also want to be safe. You know, you want to keep your family safe. You want to keep your neighbors safe. So it definitely adds another layer to voting.
Yes.
But it's still important that we do so, you know. So whatever your comfortability level is, you know, if you don't want to go and stand in the line, you know, vote from home. You know, just make sure you're getting your voice heard. And, you know, that's what I think Loterman's really trying to help do. It's like, yes, this is a challenging year. Yes, you're probably going to stand in longer lines. We have more challenges than ever. But, hey, we can help you out and take care of any, like, you know, foot issues that you have, because it's one less thing to worry about on a very stressful year already.
Exactly. Well, we've got to wrap this up real quick. I know since Good Bones, life's been a dream for you, right? I mean, here one of the most popular shows on HGTV, really quick, having all kinds of fun with Good Bones, right?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Life is a dream. And, you know, I just would have never thought this would have happened for us.
We definitely need this message, Tad Starzyak, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so you can go to Loterman.com/standwithconfidence to learn how Loterman is helping consumers stand with confidence, whether they're walking to the polls, standing in line, or just to their mailbox.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process
service for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yes, and we've got Hercules himself, the acclaimed actor of Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, God's Not Dead, and The Reliant. He's here to talk about several projects he's in the middle of, and it's always good to catch up with him for just a moment because he's moving so quickly. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to need more than a moment. I got a lot of things to talk about.
Okay. First of all, look at we see. Forget about what's happening in the polls. I think Gallup came up with a significant number last week that absolutely exploded the heads of those on the left and those that want to support Joe Biden and the illusion that is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that is 56% of Americans reasonably said we're better off today than we were 4 years ago. That was huge, Kevin.
Well, I can't believe 90% don't say that. I mean, yeah. So many people are stuck with that D or that R, their I by their name or whatever letter they want to have. All you got to do is just look at the gatherings. I mean, when he goes out, the Trump goes out there, it's like a rock and roll, concert going on. And then Joe and Harris show up, and there's 12 people sitting out there, and you hear the crickets. I mean, this is just weird. If this election is not won by Trump, I mean, to me, yeah, you better look into voter fraud because it's going to be the biggest scam in the history of the world.
Well, Kevin Sorbo, the other thing that is interesting, because they're complaining about the campaign and these rallies the president is having, and I've not heard of any super spreaders as the result of any of these campaigns. Have you?
No, I look. People say science. Okay, now let's look at the science. A week and a half ago, the CDC came out and the World Health Organization came out. Both of them admitted that masks, yeah, they might help, but they might not. The virus is much smaller than the flu. It probably goes right through into the mask. So, you know, that's all about fear, right? Fear and control
right.
over our lives. And then the CDC posted the numbers saying that the chance of dying from this is exactly the same as the flu. You get it. You have a 99.7% chance of surviving it, okay?
Exactly.
So why are we not talking about that? Why isn't anybody talking about that? The CDC and the WHO are are backing this up. You don't quarantine healthy people. Do you quarantine the people that are certainly, you know, had pre-existing conditions? Yeah, I don't dismiss the fact this thing is contagious. Come on, you can't sit there and hide people from the virus. Otherwise, we'd be wearing masks for the last 100 years because the flu still kills, 30, 40,000 people a year with the vaccine.
Exactly. Well, we've managed to live with that, whether it's the flu, whether it's AIDS. I mean, go down the list. And this is what President Trump has been saying from day one, is we just need to be able to live with this. But I guess that's too commonsensical for some people, especially who have ginned up and have emotionalized this in such a degree, as you said, fear. I mean, this whole fear issue is going to have ramifications down the road. I mean, we should be so arrogant to think that all this will stop right after Election Day, November the 3rd. The fear ramifications, the damage that it has done, I'm afraid, Kevin, are going to have its lingering effect. What do you say?
No question. The doctors are saying the same thing. I mean, it's crazy what's going on there right now. People are breathing in their own CO2. Every exhale, they're wearing these masks
exactly
10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are already saying the problems are going to be huge. And you look what's going on, the businesses we destroy. You know, millions of people we put out of work. You know, a mom and pop third generation grocery store isn't essential, but the Walmart is. I mean, it's something else is going on here, people. We need to wake up to this, because this is just crazy what we're doing to people. And suicides are up over 30%. I mean, Cuomo says, we save one life, it's worth it. Well, no, you're destroying more lives, and we're going to
exactly
have health issues. You wait to see what's going to go on with people's lungs over the next 2 to 5 years. It's going to be pretty bad.
Well, Kevin, I want to talk about two of the projects, Against the Tide, which is going to be in theaters one night only on November the 19th. Tell our audience about this movie.
Well, they added another night, actually. I think November 23rd is the other one.
Okay,
If they go to againstthetide.movie, that's againstthetide.movie, they can find out what theaters near them. I think we're on 700 screens across the country. And this is a wonderful documentary. I shot 3 weeks in Oxford, England, and 2 weeks in Israel with the amazing Dr. John Lennox. He's an apologist, retired math professor from Oxford University. He's got like 5 doctorates, speaks like 6 languages. I mean, he's an amazing man. He's debated against Dawkins and Hitchens and all these world-famous atheists, and he just destroys them in these debates with kindness and love and facts and truth and a Winnie the Pooh kind of voice. It's pretty cool. He's a pretty amazing man.
Well, when you're around somebody like that, like Dr. Lennox, I mean, your IQ level has to expand exponentially, because this guy has forgotten more than you and I could ever learn.
I know.
Amazing.
This is a great educational video for, I mean, all of us Christians out there that lack the expertise of an apologist. Please take notes. Do the bullet points that John talks about in this movie. I'm just not, you know, I narrate and I'm on camera, but really, this is John's movie. I'm just there to sort of lead, you know, the viewer into this with the questions that we all want to know and I ask. So, but John really explains things in such an amazing way, and to be able to be there following the footsteps of Jesus in Israel was a pretty amazing experience.
Oh, I bet. Wow. I mean, I've been to Israel once, but to be with somebody like this that could really break this down, you know, the subtitle, Finding God in an Age of Science. I mean, we hear so much, oh, science, science, science. But, I mean, this is science that really is not manipulated science. I mean, this is science that is against the filter and the needed filter, I believe, of a biblical worldview. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. There's a great, they didn't put it in the movie, which I wish they did. Mm-hmm. John and I were walking down one of the streets and seeing all these vendors selling, right, you know, all these different trinkets and, you know, crosses and wooden carved figures and all stuff. John said, I just find this disgusting. I said, no, John. I said, this just proves that Jesus was for capitalism.
Exactly.
Which I guess laugh out of that.
Yeah.
But overall, he's just such a knowledgeable person. And mm-hmm. People need to go online for John Lennox and pick up some of his books. I mean, he's got some amazing books. And his most recent one I know is like for people like me. You know, mm-hmm. You're not smarter than the fifth grader. So this is perfect for me to read this kind of book.
Exactly. What's the big takeaway from Against the Tide that people, moviegoers, will see on November the 19th and 23rd?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway, as I mentioned sort of a little bit before, is this: the bullet points you will get to become a more knowledgeable apologist. You'll have more weapons to fight against the anger and hate that comes in from all these people that don't want to believe in God or believe in Jesus. I think most people believe in Jesus. It's pretty documented from a lot of different points of view that he did exist and was walking on the earth.
Right.
But I think they're going to get a lot of bullet points of ways to defend their Christianity.
Exactly.
Instead of just, it's just a great movie. Please.
Well, I think that what it could do, Kevin, is probably encourage them in such a way to tell their story. Like the blind man. I mean, you didn't have to get deep into science to understand, hey, I couldn't see, now I do. And it's because that Jesus guy over there, it's his fault. And a lot of people have those kind of testimonies, but they've kind of like forgotten. And or maybe think that they're not so consequential, but they could be life-shattering for other people that hear, wait a minute, you know, God was active in your life. I've never heard of that. Well, let me tell you what he did in our family's life, how a family member, but for the hand of God, would have been another statistic in COVID-19. But they were delivered. And I'm hearing stories like this all the time, Kevin. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, we got such a beatdown from the mainstream media, not only in America, but around the world. If you were conservative or if you are Christian, we have somehow made that a horrible thing. It's an evil thing. It's unfortunate America is turning into such a secular nation, which it is now.
Right.
There's still obviously a lot of Christians out there. But, you know, Walt Disney said decades ago that, movies and television will influence young people. And obviously we're seeing that now. So you see the movies that come out that are filled with hate and anger and violence, and look at the way our streets are being played out right now with
exactly.
BLM and all these other groups out there. And, we got to fight back. And I get stopped all the time through airport lobbies and through, airports and hotel lobbies. People say, hey, please make more movies like Let There Be Light, God's Not Dead, and What If? And I said, well, I'm trying to, but you guys better support it. That's the
exactly.
Because politics. Andrew Breitbart said politics is downstream from culture. Who runs the culture of Hollywood? So we got to fight that. I'm not a prude anyway. Fine, make movies you want to make. But, you know, give us a chance to give people movies that have hope and redemption and love and faith in them.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Faith Under Fire. We got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, Faith Under Fire is a wonderful movie. I'm in along with Dean Cain. Dean plays the pastor. I play a doctor. It's a story about a young fireman that has lost his wife to cancer. Now his daughter is also very ill. And, here's a fireman fighting fire, but now he's a man of faith as well. But now it's a different kind of fire he's got to deal with. So he's got to find his faith and keep it going through all these adversities in life. And life was never promised to be easy. So here's a movie that deals with that, saying, you know, God never said everything's going to be perfect. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have roadblocks in our lives. And how do you react to those roadblocks? And that's what this movie is about. And I think it opens November 29th, is it? 27th, somewhere in there?
November 27th. Yes, is what I have down. Yeah, Faith Under Fire, and the website there is for that one as well.
I believe it's faithunderfire.com, I'm pretty sure.
Faithunderfire.com, but I'm sure if you just Google Faith Under Fire, it'll take you to the right place. They didn't give me the exact URL for that, but Google it, Faith Under Fire, and you should be able to connect with this. The bottom line of all that's happening in our culture today, Kevin Sorbo, it's still about the truth, is it not? If we're not pursuing the truth, we're going to find ourselves in trouble, especially in this rather emotionally charged age. And you've got to find a way to tell your story, give your testimony, how God has changed your life. And don't take it for granted. I mean, you'd be surprised what your story, what kind of impact it will have, not only for yourself, but those that hear it, right?
No question. I got the number one Christian movie streaming on Amazon right now. It's another documentary called Before the Wrath. Go to beforetherath.com. It's on the Book of Revelation. It's amazing. And a lot of people think with this COVID thing, everything else, and the fear that's been, you know, used as this heavy weapon against the world, that maybe the world's coming to an end. We don't know when it's coming to end, but please look at Before the Wrath. I think you're going to find some comfort in there and get a little educated on that book Revelation as well. It's pretty amazing. And follow me on kevinsorbo.net. All kinds of information on kevinsorbo.net.
Still a very busy man, and we love it when we get a chance to talk to him, if even for a few moments. Kevin Sorbo, thank you as always. God bless. Best to Sam, too, please, all right?
Will do. She sends her best as well.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.